vigil strange I kept on the field one night. When you, my son, and my comrade dropped at my side that day, one look I but gave, which your dear eyes returned with a look I shall never forget. One touch of your hand to mine, oh boy, reached up as you lay on the ground. And onward I sped in the battle, the even contested battle. Till late in the night, relieved, to the place at last again I made my way. Found you dead. So cold, dear comrade. Found your body, son of responding tissue, never again on earth responding. Bared your face in the starlight. Curious the scene. Cool blew the moderate night wind. Long there and then in vigil I stood. Dimly around me the battlefield spreading. Vigil wondrous, vigil sweet. There in the fragrant, silent night. But not a tear fell. Not even a long-drawn sigh. Long, long I gazed. Then on the earth, partially reclining, sat by your side, leaning my chin in my hand, passing sweet hours, immortal and mystic hours with you, dearest comrade. Not a tear, not a word. Vigil of silence, love, and death. Vigil for you, my son, my soul. As onward silently stars aloft, eastward new ones upward stole, vigil final for you, brave boy. I could not save you, swift was your death. I faithfully loved you and cared for you living. I think we shall surely meet again. Till at latest lingering of the night, indeed just as the dawn appeared, my comrade I wrapped in his blanket, enveloped well his form, folded the blanket well, tucking it carefully overhead and carefully under feet. And there and then, bathed by the rising sun, my son in his grave, in his rude dug grave, I departed it, ending my vigil strange with that. Vigil of night, battlefield dim. Vigil for boy of responding kisses, never again on earth responding. Vigil for comrade swiftly slain. Vigil I never forget how as day brightened I rose from the chill ground and folded my soldier well in his blanket and buried him where he fell. Long, too long, America, traveling roads all even and peaceful, you learn from joys and prosperity only. But now, ah, now, to learn from crises of anguish, advancing, grappling with direst fate and recoiling not, and now to conceive and show to the world what your children en masse really are. For who except myself has yet conceived what your children en masse really are? Over the carnage rose prophetic a voice. Be not disheartened. Affection shall solve the problems of freedom yet. Those who love each other shall become invincible. They shall yet make Columbia victorious. Sons of the mother of all, you shall yet be victorious. You shall yet laugh to scorn the attacks of all the remainder of the earth. No danger shall balk Columbia's lovers. If need be, 1,000 shall sternly immolate themselves for one. It shall be customary in the houses and streets to see manly affection. The most dauntless and rude shall touch face to face lightly. The dependence of liberty shall be lovers. The continuance of equality shall be comrade. These shall tie you in bandages stronger than hoops of iron. I ecstatic, O partners, all lands where the love of lovers tie you. Were you looking to be held together by lawyers, or by an agreement on a paper, or by arms? Nay, neither world nor any living thing will so cohere.